Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome to another morning with Home-Based Business 101, your YTB Work From Home show. And as you know, on the mornings, we bring you the Jet Set Morning Call featuring fourth level director James Pruitt and Marcia Pruitt, who are part of the Circle of Champions and the first wave of millionaires in YTB as the company's committed to creating 10,000 new millionaires. Sit back, I will bring up the call, and we will hear what exciting information they have to share this morning for those of us that's in the business and those of you that are contemplating getting involved in the business so you can have a better understanding of what it means to be involved in leadership in this company and pushing forward and taking advantage of the opportunity. Sit back. I'm about to call in and bring up the call. Hold on and be up briefly.
Make sure we want to use the tools that are available to us. I'm really talking about the 24-hour hotline. We've got a Jet Set 24-hour hotline to help you grow the business whenever and wherever you are. Now, that phone number for everyone to use is area 512-404-1250. And if you haven't heard that yet, after this call, hang up and dial into that number. You can listen to steps 1 through 4. But if you haven't gotten started yet, I would suggest starting with step 4. Also, as I mentioned before, we are blitzing all the way to the YTB convention, which is next week. The YTB convention will be held in St. Louis next week, August 6th through the 10th. Gosh, it'll be there so quickly. Want to make sure everyone's registered. It's still time to register. There's still time to get all of our new people to the YTB convention. Also, want to encourage everyone to register for the YTB University classes as much as you can. And also encourage everyone that you know from your team to register as well. I've looked on the class schedule. I see that a lot of our Jet Set directors are also teaching. Graham Harris, Joanna Moore, Rachel Moore, they're teaching a class. Roland and Michelle Latouris, they're teaching a class. Dean and Cindy Coffin, they're teaching a class. David and Sherry Ogg, they're of Jet Set, they're teaching a class. Craig Sweet, he's teaching a class, and so is Carone March. And, of course, James and Marcia Pruitt. And those are just some of the Jet Set directors. In case you're wondering whose class should I take, take some of our classes. We'd love to have you in any of our classes. And also remember to mark your calendars for the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. Everyone's invited. That's going to be Friday night, August 8th. Go ahead and mark that down in your calendars. We're going to do that at the end of the evening after the general sessions are over, even after dinner. So we're going to do that about 9 o'clock Friday, August 8th. Make sure and write down that on your calendar. There is a Jet Set Director meeting today, Jet Set time and same place. Also, want to make sure if you are in the Texas area, if you're in the Texas area tomorrow, specifically in the Fort Worth area, James Pruitt is going to appear at the Fort Worth meeting tomorrow night. That's going to be with Dave and Nikki Rawls. Now, if you are in the area, let me tell you what that's going to be. That's going to be Tuesday night. He's going to appear at the Radisson Hotel, Fort Worth South. Let me give you the specific address. It's 100 Alta Mesa Road, and that's in Fort Worth, Texas. That's right off of 35W and Alta Mesa, and they'll get started there about 7:15 p.m. tomorrow night. So if you're in the Texas area, make sure and grab a couple of friends and bring them out to Fort Worth, Texas, and have them meet James Pruitt. And I believe it's time for us to get started this morning. Let's bring on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this Monday morning with a great big smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Mercy and Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, Power Team Leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus Earners. Good morning, President's Club Ring Wearers. Good morning, Directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you, our champions, and good morning. It's always such a pleasure to speak with such a distinguished group of individuals coming together for a common goal. What a pleasure it is to talk with you this morning. You know, folks, each and every one of us have been working hard. Each and every one of us on this call want to go from good to great. You know, we go out and we share this business and we try to really help, try to really assist people that we see that they might need it or someone that looks sharp. You know, I once heard this story, which kind of stuck with me. You know, people are out there, believe it or not, folks, and they're failing. They're failing. They're doing bad. They're hurting. You know, they may not even know that they're failing. I mean, they might be working hard, earning $40,000 a year, but they're spending $50,000. Debt's building up. Maybe they're earning $100,000, but they're spending $110,000. And here we are trying to help, and we come bring them an answer with guarantees in place, and sometimes they just won't hear it. You know, I heard this story, ladies and gentlemen, it stuck with me, and it made sense. You know, just think if I had asked somebody, a guy named Joe, to come up, and I said, Joe, I want you to do something for me. I want you to go through this wall. And Joe says, through the wall? And I said, yeah, just go right through the wall. Go through the walls. Joe takes out a magic marker and marks a big X on the wall, and he just starts beating it with his hands, trying to bang and poke a hole in the wall, and starts banging it with his head and banging it with his head and punching with his fist and his hands. And he continues to do this and do this. He's obviously in a lot of pain. He's been doing it for a long time. And then I kind of come and check back on him, and I said, man, how are things going? He says, oh, man, you know, I'm getting there. I'm just I'm hurting a little bit, but I'm getting there. And I said, hey, I want to show you a better way to do that. Let me show you a better way to do that. And I kind of walk over, and I grab a doorknob, and I said, watch this. Just kind of put a little pressure on it and turn it and then push, and a door will open. You can walk right through to the other side of that wall. And the guy says, oh, no, I don't believe that's too good to be true. I said, no, it's not too good to be true. You just kind of grab the doorknob here and kind of put a little pressure, turn it, and push it on open. You can walk right on through the other side. What's the catch, Joe says. What's the catch? There's got to be a catch. What's the catch? I said, Joe, there's no catch. It's called a door. You just kind of turn the knob here, and you push it, and you walk. See, look, let me show you. I turn the knob and push the door and just kind of walk through to the other side. And I say, a wave over, see? Here I am over here on the other side of the wall. Just walk right through. Oh, Joe says, that's easy for you to do. You can do that. You know, you have a certain personality. I said, no, it doesn't matter about the personality, Joe. Look, let me come back through and show you again. Just grab the knob, turn it, and push it through. And Joe runs around there, and he gets back to where he put the X. He starts banging again, and banging his head. Now, what do you think I think about Joe at that point? He just insists on doing this a different way, the harder way. I know sometimes we get frustrated. I know sometimes we really care about people, and we show them a better way, but they just think it's not a better way. They won't see it. Well, I'm so proud of all of the Jet Set leaders, all the Jet Set directors, all the Jet Set $10,000 Dream Bonus earners, all the Jet Set Power Team leaders and special guests for coming together yesterday on the Harvest is Plenty Time. Man, it was really, really a very special event. It went so, so great. Matter of fact, let me pause for a second, bring on my partner of success. You know him. Everybody's here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you, he is a third-level director, multiple President's Club ring wear, and, yes, a big-time bonus earner. I want to just bring him on the call. Say good morning to Mr. Roland Atturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, I hear you telling that story, man, and I think back how that was me, man. You know, I was kind of hard hearing you tell me what to do. And I'm like, James, I got you, man. I know business, you know, and you're trying to give me step-by-step instructions, you know, but finally, man, after I lost so much money, you know, trying to do it my way. After I hit myself in the head, trying to do it my way, I said, man, let me listen to James, you know. And you know what, James, is funny. because we have the answer. You know, we're telling people what works. We went down this alley. We know the shortcuts. We know, you know, how to get there, you know. And, but all they need to know is keep trying again. See, we need to learn how to keep. If it doesn't work the first time, just keep doing it over and over and over again until you get used to it, James. See, we try a job over and over again. See, we'll go to work over and over again, but we try our business, and it doesn't work, then we want to give up. Then we want to say it doesn't work. Then we say, man, this is too hard. You know, but we will always go back to our job and try our job over and over. If our job doesn't work, James, we'll go back to another job. If that job doesn't work, we'll go back to another job. But when a business that we're doing and, you know, that we're experimenting on or that we decided to take a chance on, and when that doesn't work, we give up. Or that first travel party didn't go the way we thought it should go. We say, oh, man, this doesn't work, and we don't give it a shot, you know. And so what if Thomas Edison would have stopped after his first try with the light bulb or 100th time? What if he would have just stopped? See, we would be in the dark right now. We'd all be in the dark if Thomas Edison didn't try again. You know, see, some of us, our mindset, James, it just seems that our mindset is already in the dark if we think that we're going to get it on the first try. You know, James, my very first trial party, you know, that I had, you know, I invited 20 or 30 people. Only 6 people showed up, James, and 1 person signed. And he signed because he owed me money. And it was cheaper to sign, James. I almost didn't do it again. I almost didn't try again. I almost said, man, this thing doesn't work. I don't know what James is talking about. But, James, I'm glad that I wasn't hard-headed. How you doing? Good looking.
Man, I'm doing so good this morning, Roland. I remember those times. But, you know, let me tell you, I just want to thank you so much, man. What a fantastic job you did hosting the Harvest is Plenty Fine. You know, you, myself, along with Mr. Craig Sweet, we're hosting. I want to go ahead and bring Craig on the line as well. Craig, are you on yet this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good to have you on. What a great, great job both of you gentlemen did in hosting that event yesterday, you know. And we just kind of came on. If you missed the Harvest is Plentyathon yesterday, we couldn't tell because, man, we had so many people on the lines, you know. I kind of came on and talked a little bit about the purpose of this telethon was, you know, to reach out into neighborhoods, communities, really reach all of America and throughout the world, anyone that could listen, and just show them an answer. You know, and I passed the baton over to the fantastic Joanna Moore, and she did the front part of the overview and brought on Graham Harris to explain the compensation plan, and they had 4 powerful testimony, and Rachel put a nice big cherry on top of that, and they passed it on over to Ron Head, and we promoted the convention, and Ron just, man, he was powerful. Then you, Craig, and you, Roland, came on and did your business presentation, and we brought on Mr. Bohr, Abby Wakoye, and passed the baton back over to Denise Coley and Garland Webb, and they brought on Noah and Hensley and Devon McCullough, and then Steve Branch and TV came on. We passed the baton over to Carole March and Alton Patterson. Now, we did have to sign off a little bit early, about 30 minutes early, with some sort of technical difficulty. But what an outstanding team effort, all built around how can we serve more people? How can we serve more people? How can we make a bigger impact? Gentlemen, it was a real, real pleasure sharing that stage, so to speak, with you all and coming together for what a powerful, powerful cause. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we came together and did the Harvest is Plentyathon and explained who we are, explained how the business worked, explained the convention that you have to be there. But I want to talk now about what to do if a person had some folks on that listened and joined, and what to do if a person had folks on that listened and haven't joined yet. So I think, you know, having you two on as the host of the event and kind of talking about those two things. Now, first of all, again, thanks each and every one of you, Craig and Roland. Thanks to both of you for doing such a – did you have fun doing it, Roland?
Man, Jay, it was exciting, man. I tell you what, man, we had to sign off early, man. I was kind of like, wow, man, I wish it could go on over and over again, man. But, you know, man, we had a great time, man. The guests were so, man, TV and, you know, Ron Head, man. These guys are just on another level, man. Every time I talk, every time I'm around these guys, you know, it takes me to another level. And I had a great time.
How about you, Craig? Did you have fun doing it?
Man, it was great. You know, just really being on the phone with you guys, man. I did want to say something, man. Just came to my heart this morning, James. And that's, you know, again, every time that I get a chance publicly, I just want to thank you, man. Thank you and Marcia for having the vision of following through, man, with all the things that you guys do. You know, what came to my heart just now as you were opening the call, James, and that's, you know, I have a person in Minnesota, you know, that goes to everything in his area that has to do with self improvement, and you know, and it's almost like, you know, I'm not even sure if he's on the call. If he is, I hope he is. But I just want to say, man, a lot of times people think that it's some kind of magic potion that they're going to get, you know, at a seminar that has nothing to do with our company. And man, this is really what it's all about. You know, I did call him and ask him, you know, if there's anybody I can help him with that he had on a call on Saturday, and he was not on the call. He was at a seminar, you know, watching somebody. And I just wanted to say this to all the people that's on the call, that these calls like this, a call like this morning blitz call, normally if we charged $100 a month and we had 1,000 people on the call, you know, we could make $100,000 a month just on this call. Every single day, and we give you a special pen, and you know, that's what I was going to do, James, and with my career when I almost gave up on network marketing. I was literally going to do that where you couldn't share the pen; you had to subscribe to it, and you know, and I was going to give them an hour a day. Man, you guys, you know, here we are giving ourselves totally away for free, strictly to help the people that's in our business and in our company. And I just wanted to just really speak to those people that are out there, James, you know, to take advantage of the of everything that takes place when you get a chance to. You know, don't think that someone else is going to be able to share our business model better than our business people. You know, Coach is very adamant about that, and I think that I have taken on that same mindset that we have the very best of the best. And why would I, if I'm in the Marines, and the Marines have just fallen down on the ground, and they're moving. I mean, they're moving into success, and they're having a lot of success on the ground. Why would I want to look over at another branch somewhere else that has nothing to do with the Marines and think that I'm going to have the success that the Marines are having? I'm using that analogy, James, just because I just feel in my heart that somebody's on this call is searching for something better in order to make them better, but yet they don't realize it's right here. So, man, I tell you, I did have a great time. It was fantastic, man. The lines got so jam-packed it went crazy at the end. That's a good sign. That's a good signal. And I just look forward to the next one, man, but I can't wait to convention next week.
Well, you know, Craig, we've got superstar, multimillionaire, Circle of Champions, Jerome Hughes is going to be on the line tomorrow as our special guest, and I'm very excited about that. My heart really felt what you said about what we do and pour out and give. You know, Craig, in life, it's not about what you get. People think it is, but it's not really about what you get. It's about what you give. So think, how can you serve more people? And we, of course, in this business, have the ability to serve more people. I told that story because I don't want you to get discouraged when you tell folks, oh, this is going on, and say, no, I'm too busy. That's okay. You're just still hitting that X on the wall, still doing it the hard way. And let them do it for a little while. Let the beat-down process happen, but keep checking back. Keep dripping. Talk a little bit, if you would, about what you would do, Craig, for people that listened to the call yesterday, got connected back to the person that invited them on that call, went to the Harvest of 20, maybe saw the overview, talked to a person to enjoy, came aboard here, a new power team member today, the new RTA today, a new agent was born yesterday on the Harvest is 20 side. Craig, what do you think a person should do right away now that they've got that person in the business, they're ready to go? What's the first step? Now, I know the 24-hour hotline is available to do their Get Started Fast orientation, but then what, Craig? I mean, the reason I'm asking you is I look at the leaderboard, Craig, you've got 31 new power team players in your team this month, and Noah Matos is sitting there with 20 power team players in his team this month, and Reginald Gallen, 17. Now, so Craig, I know that you know, because, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. What would you do with someone that just came aboard from hearing that call yesterday?
Well, you know, James, I think the main thing now is to get them in the system. You know, it's no doubt about it that we should all be really paying close attention to the toolbox and reading 7, 8, and 9 and really getting that down. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, man, James, and I've been in for a year and a half now, and I went back after I went on the cruise, and I reread 7, 8, and 9. And I know, you know, a lot of times people, you know, I said, man, okay, I'm going to give it up, man. I'm going to tell you really what really transpired. I reread what Coach has given us. And then I knew exactly, I was refreshed of exactly what to do. I mean, I had a game plan, and for those people that are in right now that just got started on Saturday, that's what I'm going to suggest is that you reread 7, 8, and 9, and start doing what our manual says to do. You want to set a travel party up as soon as possible with these brand new people because, James, you know, everyone that's out there, the most excitement that you can have in any business is when it really first starts. So these people at the very beginning, they're excited. You want to make sure that they get to the system. See, I am just systems-oriented, James. I know you know that. And I just thank you, man, for you know, allowing, you know, all the systems to come in full, man, because we're there. We're making it really pop, like popcorn, if you will, and it's because of the systems. Now, putting them in the systems, James, is something that all you have to do is read. I mean, you know, you don't have to go and take them to a seminar somewhere elsewhere. Get them in our system immediately. Get them to the Harvest is Plenty. Get their list together. Start grading their list and doubling their list. You know, a lot of times people say that they don't know anybody. That list, man, I tell you, that jogger on our harvestisplenty.com, that will really, really get them to really start producing what they need. And it's exciting for them because they now see that you're helping them and you don't have to really do anything but point them to the systems. And then, like I stated at the beginning, get them a travel party scheduled immediately, and they're going to have the success if you do what Coach has suggested to do, and that's getting their power team leader to help them. And even if their power team leader is not active, you know, I get that a lot, James. It's okay. We can all read, and we all have directors, and we talk about it every single day. See, I've heard Roland say what travel parties do. See, travel parties pay the bills. And team meetings, weekly meetings, build a team. And what we need to do is really listen closely to that. See, I think that statement that Roland has stated, I think that is worth at least $15,000 to $20,000 a month, every single month, if you just listen to the words that Roland Aturis is saying, that travel parties pay the bills. Because, see, you know, I mean, the good thing about it, man, is the money that was made from these travel parties, the bills can get paid every single week. You know, but you got to listen to that. Not tell them I'll see you next Thursday or next Wednesday or, you know, next week at the meeting like a lot of people do. So make sure that you're getting your people a travel party set within the first 72 hours.
Greg, I was just going to elaborate. You're right, within the first 72 hours. And what the toolbox says, expose as many people to your business as possible. And, you know, there's a fantastic 10-minute presentation right on their website that people are using there at travel parties. And, you know, there's the harvestisplenty.net, that's step three, which is the overview I do. And there's two or three others I've heard people talk about. You know, we've got the 24-hour hotline. You know, it's what a person does. It comes down to the numbers. It really comes down to how many people know about you and your new business. You know, that's the key. Roland, what would you suggest that if someone listened to the call, liked what they heard, they didn't join yet, but they liked what they heard, what should a person do with those folks?
Well, James, it's very simple, man. If someone looked at the business and they was excited about the business but did not join, you know, then you'll take them to the next step. You take them to some form of validation. You know, you either, you know, get a magazine in front of them, you get them on a three-way call, you get them to a local meeting so it can validate what they just heard. You know, but sometimes, you know, we hear the calls and we're excited and we hear all the people, you know, and we get caught up in excitement. But for them to go to a presentation, a meeting, you know, you can put them in a magazine, something else that can validate what they just saw. You know, you ask them to, any other questions that you have, you know, that we can get answered for you so you can get started today. And you keep, make sure you say that, you know, anything else I can answer for you so you can get started today, they can get started right away because they're already excited. You have to use that word today. Don't be afraid to say today. You know, salesmen, car salesmen, you know, they're trained to say, if I can get your deal, would you sign up today? You know, would you buy the car today? Would you leave today? So the same thing goes for someone who just was exposed to the business, just exposed to a call to listen. If I can get all your questions answered, you know, would you start today? What do we need to get you started today? And James, just that simple. Get them to another form of validation, whether it may be a, you know, a magazine or a presentation, a weekly meeting, you know, something that they can, or even a three-way call that someone will try to on the conference call, or maybe a power team leader. But get them to a different form of validation. I think there to ask them that question. What more information do you need to get started today? Don't be afraid of saying that. Don't be afraid, because it develops a posture of confidence, a posture and say, listen, I know what I have is real, you know, so don't be afraid to ask and go for the close, James.
You know what, Rolo, when I ever ask that question, what more information do you need to know before you get started today? You know, oftentimes they just tell me, well, I'm going to have to talk to my wife or nothing, I'm ready to get started right now. Or, you know, I think asking that question, the answer you get is always a good answer. I just want to also add, if someone took a look, Rolo, you know, at our business yesterday on the Harvest is 20-thon, maybe all they did was hear something. It might be good to point them to, like you said, another form of validation, but I want people to know that seeing a presentation after hearing one, seeing it a second time, and seeing what they heard, really it's a presentation, but it's serving, like Roland said, as another form of a validation. They can see that, and maybe inviting them out to something or meet somebody via the phone on a three-way call. Those are all great steps, Roland, for validation. But, you know, I want to add this also. If somebody heard something, they like what they heard, ask them if they know anyone else that would like to earn some income guaranteed via the internet. You know, ask them if they know anybody else. And they start thinking of people that they know. See, when they can start thinking of people that they know, subconsciously, you know, it's like, where are those people going to go? They're going to go under you or under me. And it creates another sense of urgency, I think so. You know, but it's all about how many people we expose the business to. You know, Rick Ricketts was just here in Dallas, Texas, and boy, let me tell you, I saw him for the very first time when I had three in my power team. And I was mesmerized. Well, I'm a Circle of Champions now, and I saw him this past Saturday, yesterday, and I was mesmerized again. You know, I'm just continually mesmerized by Rick. And what he talked about is what you said, Craig, what you said, Roland. He talked about it's about the numbers, about starting your business over every single week. And so today is Monday. Let's start our business over. Can you get to your power team by the end of the week? He looks for new people to put in. He said he shares about 20 to 25 people. Now, we've been talking 30 on this call, so we're doing real good. But 25 to 30 people a day, can you ask them the question? Rick uses that Network Marketing Business Journal that he's handing out. We've been telling folks to use flyers and perhaps the DVD. They can watch it right there. But use whatever you want to use. Use your point of sale. Use something you think maybe it's the magazine and you're giving out two or three a day, but you're showing one to 30 people. Just make sure you're getting that number of exposures every day. All they can say is yes, no, or maybe, folks. Don't be scared either. Yes, no, or maybe. That's all they can really say. And we're going to hear plenty of yeses, plenty of nos, and plenty of maybes for sure. But, folks, it's just all about the numbers. So right now, the folks that you had heard the Harvest is 25, like what they heard, but they haven't joined yet, let's give them some more information and tap them inside of our vision of what you're getting ready to do. So if you're getting ready to put together six people here locally or four people here locally and really talk about the vision that you're going to do and ask them if they'd like to be a part of that vision. If they know anybody, the referral market's outstanding. If you know anybody, you know, Craig, Roland, we've all come together and we did this. We spent so many hours yesterday, Saturday, working. Well, it was yesterday, working day before yesterday. Gosh, working on, it's hard to remember what days when you don't have jobs, but working on this Harvest of Pentecostal, all the different testimonies it gave and all the different presenters that were on. It's just good to see everybody pitching in together as a team and coming together as a team. And I know there are a lot of other great teams out there, but I don't know anyone that's done what we've done with this Plentathon, and if there have been, man, it's just good to see people coming together for a common goal. Roland, we've got a lot of excited folks on this call. We've got a lot of folks pointing toward the national convention. I know people staying two and three in a room. I know folks that are piling in cars. And, Roland, you even put together an outreach program, so to speak, that talks about buses coming from different areas to the convention. You put together a package that includes breakfast, a massage. I don't think there's a massage, but there's a breakfast every day. And Ron, talk a little bit about that.
Get on the bus. Well, James, I tried to get massage in there, but it couldn't be worked out. Well, you know, yeah, we have some exciting trip. James, I'm just, every time I think about how this bus project has grown, you know, these are people who probably, you know, was already thinking they were not going to go anymore. And now we have close to 100, you know, and 30 names of people who are excited about the bus program. You know, James, you're right, but the bus program is a great price. It's for $315, and that includes round trip. I'm on a charter bus. Now, someone made it come out. How do you get it such a good price? Are these school buses? These are yellow buses? Nah, these are brand new charter buses. They have oversized seats. They have a bathroom, a state-of-the-art, you know, DVD system, sound system. I mean, you will be riding in class. You know, we have that round trip. Also, four nights at a hotel with breakfast. With breakfast. We're working on the massage, but with breakfast. And then we have, it also includes registration, your registration fee for the convention. All of that for $315. And if you already registered, then it's only $215. Guys, whatever you can do, I tell people all the time, like, the convention changed my life. The convention just raised my belief level with the company, and it just gave me a conviction. So when I speak about the company, people can tell in my eyes that I really believe. If you work in your business right now and you kind of hesitant because it hasn't been working for you, then you got to go get fired. You got to go get charged up. You got to get your battery charged up, and you got to get to convention. So here it is. No more excuses. A way for you to get to convention. We're leaving out of South Florida. We also leaving out of New York City, New Jersey area, and I think we'll be making one or two stops, you know, at the most, but it's going to be awesome. You know, if you're interested in getting on the bus for $215, getting on the bus for $315, there's still rooms available. Now, those of you who already submitted your names, first come, first pay, you know, get on the bus. We have a whole lot of names, people interested. I know you guys are getting money together, but please, please, send your information. If you still want to get on the bus, send an email, South Florida, on the South Florida bus, the Victorious Agent. That's Victor, I-O-U-S, Victorious Agent at USA.net. And if you want to get on New Jersey bus, that's Marshall Webb. That's my web, W-E-B, getaways, plural, at hotmail.com. My web, W-E-B as in boy, getaways with an S, at hotmail.com. And James, man, we're excited, man. We're excited about what's about to happen and getting people on the bus to conventions.
You know, Roland, I want to make sure everyone understands. When you say Victor, I-O-U-S, that's not V as in Victor, I-O-U-S. That's the word Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor, I-O-U-S, spelling victorious. Roland, I'm so proud of you for putting this campaign together. I really, really am. You know, when we come back from the convention, the folks that didn't go are going to be looking at us like, look at these people. Boy, we're going to be so excited. And here, oh, man, it's going to be just an incredible, incredible event. But make sure, folks, you're smiling. Make sure you're sticking your hand out, meeting new people. Make sure that you print out 30 flyers every morning and leave your house with them. And just know you can't come back with those same 30. Just get your numbers in. It's a numbers game. Make sure you're looking for leaders. Make sure you're sharing. Make sure you're still digging into your warm market, people that you know, people that you forgot that you know. Look at that memory jogger. Do what Craig said. Revisit. You can read chapter 7, 8, 9 in one day. They're like four-page chapters. I mean, it's super simple, but folks, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the right track, on the right train. Just keep on charging. Keep on charging. Let's just face it. Those that work the most are going to get the most. Those that share the most are going to achieve the most. So it all comes down to what is your deserve level? What type of lifestyle do you deserve? What type of income do you deserve? Now, you think about that. and then start matching up the number of contacts a day plus the income that you think you deserve. It's the only way to get there is by doing the work, by doing the work. It's not called net play marketing or net weight marketing. It's what? Network. Make sure we're doing the work. And all we're really doing is talking and contacting folks and extending our relationships and building rapport and being super friendly. Man, I'm so excited. Have a travel party within 72 hours if you haven't had one for the last week yourself. Have one yourself. Yes, set the pace for your power team and the people that you're leading. Roland, our time has gotten away from us again. I want to just turn this call over to you to close out. Remember, Jerome Hughes tomorrow, very special guest. Get everybody you know that can breathe on this call. Roland, take it away.
James, I would love to. I just want to tell everybody on this call, just don't quit. Don't quit. When God sees someone that he can use, that doesn't quit, he looks down and says, that's someone I can use. Whenever he sees someone who doesn't quit, he says, man, I can use that person there. Galatians 6:9 says, let's not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Did I mention that you will reap a harvest if you do not give up? On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Turris, Craig and Marcy Sweet, we are skipping levels of 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you on the call in the morning.
All right, people. Hey, for those tuning in this morning, hey, thank you for tuning in. Another powerful leadership training call. And as they said, they could charge $100 a month for this call. And I do believe they would have people that would pay for it. But, again, the thing is that they're giving it up and allowing people to plug in, because it's about helping people become successful. And, you know, I know what they mean about people that go to these seminars and go to all of these things to get what they think some hidden secret about how to do something. And we have people every morning sharing with us the ins and outs of how to make YTB opportunity work for you, giving out your 30 flyers a day. You know, that's so important, so powerful. You know, and sometimes we miss it. You know, we hear it and we don't do it. You know, I gave out my 30 flyers yesterday. I took my grandson to a park where, you know, there's families there and children, and there's a splash park, and, you know, they had a chance to get in the water and all kind of stuff, but it was families there, you know. And basically, hey, I gave people the flyers. I didn't stand around and talk to them about what the flyer is about. I said, hey, this is something you might want to check out. If so, you know, check it out, you know, and I'll get back. You get back to me, and you know, we'll talk. You know, enjoy your family. You know, I'm busy right now. I don't really, you know, it's not the place and time to go through what it's all about. But here, you know, here's this flyer. You know, you might be interested. If you're not interested, you might know someone that's interested. And that's basically what I did yesterday. And you know, I'll be, you know, hey, seeing who calls today. But like you said, if you do that 30 times a day, you're going to get yeses, nos, and maybes. But if you do that 30 times a day, you're going to pique enough people's interest that somebody is going to be curious enough to say, what is this about? You know, what is this about? Let me get that guy a call. You know, maybe, you know, well, I wonder what it's about. And again, as he said, you know, in his analogy of turning the doorknob, he started off this morning about turning the doorknob, opening the door, and walking through. That's what we're talking about, showing people how to go through the door. See, people will walk up to the door. You're telling them to turn the doorknob, open the door, and walk through. And they go up to the door, and they're banging their head on the door. And they're banging their head on the door. And they're kicking the door. And they're doing everything but turning the doorknob and walking through. And you're saying, you're doing it wrong. Just turn the doorknob and walk through. What people see, what happens to a lot of people when they come in this business, they walk up to the door and they hit their head on the door. They won't turn the doorknob and open the door and walk through. And that's what he's talking about. They won't read chapter 7, 8, 9 out of 2 box. That's turning the doorknob and walking through. They won't have a travel party. That's turning the doorknob and walking through. They won't plug into the calls. That's turning the doorknob and walking through. They don't stay in touch with the person that brought them into the business. That's turning the doorknob and walking through. and then they complain about they're not making no money. Well, they're not walking through the door. They're banging their head against the door. So, people, we have a great opportunity, and it is a great business. And I say that, you know, to just share with you out there that's listening. Be coachable, you know. Be coachable. Don't hit your head up against the door. Turn the doorknob and walk through. Let me bring in my co-host, Monty Sullivan Mitchell. Monty, you there?
Hey, Tal, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. You know, what do you think about that, hitting your head against the door when all you need to do is turn the doorknob and walk through?
Well, it happens. It happens all the time in every business, man. And I, you know, I relate that back to sports. You know, sports. You do the repetition thing so much, and if you're doing the wrong technique with your repetition, your game is not going to improve. So I can relate to that big time, man. But I also want to say one of the things that's so impressive about these guys is that they don't leave anybody hanging because, you know, most people's question when they start something is like, well, what do I do next? Well, these guys address that every day, Satow. I mean, after the phone-a-thon, you got somebody that's interested. What do I do next? And they're telling you on the line today what you do next. So you are always aware of what to do with new people that you bring into your business, man. I think that's just so outstanding.
Yeah, they're giving you step-by-step instruction, you know, as Craig Sweet said, you know, he had a person, you know, they was at a seminar Saturday, hoping they were going to find some special secret somewhere outside of the business on how to do the business. And, you know, when the seminar they should have been at Saturday was on the phone-a-thon.
Right, we had a seminar.
Yeah, right. You know,
right.
It's so important about, again, it's the show that we do, and we'll be doing tonight at 7 o'clock, You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In, that's the whole key to all of this, really.
Yeah.
It's plugging in, you know.
Yep.
People that don't do it, then you can't get the desired results because you're really not on the team.
And you know what, man? If you've got people that and you address this in one of our calls, if you've got people that are constantly complaining about this doesn't work, I mean it's not working for me, these kind of things, and then you simply said you asked them, were they on the call this morning? Were they on the call on coach's call Saturday? You know, were you on a team called Thursday? These kind of things, and their answer, their response to your questions is no, no, and no. Well, those type people, you can't even begin to lead because they're not plugging in. They're not getting the information to get them where they need to be, and then they're asking you what do they need to do, and basically all you need to tell them is they need to plug in, right?
That's key. That's it. Hey, folks, look, gas is going to go up to $7 a gallon
right,
probably between now and the first quarter of next year. What are you going to do? Now, I mean, yeah, we can, you know, fight the government to get solar cars out there released. We can fight the government to get carburetors out there that you can get 100 miles to the gallon. And, you know, we should do those things. But in the interim, while getting the momentum and the support of people to challenge the government to do that, you need to have a plan B. Plan B is earn some extra income. And we have a system with YTB where you can earn some extra income. People are traveling. They're not going to stop traveling. People are, you know, are out here. And for the same money that they're spending on their already existing travel, you can take and redirect that money through a travel site of your own. And they're not going to lose anything. They're not going to hurt. They're not going to suffer. They're going to get the same value or maybe even more value for their money. You can help them, and at the same time, you can make some money, and you can show them how to make some money. And for those that want more information, give me a call, 252-212-0281. Give me a call, 252-212-0281. And if you got a church or nonprofit that needs to raise some money, give Monty a call or check out his website. Monty, give out your contact information so people that's out there listening that's got a church or a nonprofit that needs some help and want to know how to take advantage of our Passport to Give site. Give your information out to people real quick, please.
Well, our number is 336-829-6692. And our website is www.dawnstravelsite.com, Satawi.
All right. Hey, folks, we got to get ready to wrap up. We're down to like 50 seconds left. So we can help you with your church and your nonprofit be able to raise money in these hard economic times without doing intensive fundraisers like fish fries, car washes, and all of that stuff. And we can also help you personally make extra money by redirecting people's money that they're already spending on their existing travel dollars. People haven't stopped traveling. Don't lie to yourself. And I see people every day on the highway driving up and down, going places. And we can show you how to get involved in the largest industry in the world, the travel industry, $7 trillion industry, and be able to help people save and make money. Hey, until this evening, God bless you. Take care. And get in touch with us. Peace and blessings.